Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. As we near the end of the year, some have looked back at 2020. Everything that happened and everything that didn't. Although there haven't been many live shows since the COVID-19 pandemic hit the U.S. earlier this year, Milwaukee bands have still found a way to keep making music. And as always, Matt Wild has been listening. Wild is one of the co-founders of Milwaukee Record, which describes itself as an online source for music, culture, and gentle sarcasm. He joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers every month to share with us a sample of what he's been listening to for the Milwaukee Music Roundup.
You described this month's selections as bizarre, and I'm inclined to agree. What led you to these choices?
Well, it's the end of the year. It's November. We're winding down this really terrific year for everyone, and I figured, why not? Let's just get weird. Let's just toss out some real left-field choices here. It's the end of the year. Why not? Let's get weird. Now, having said that, I may be exaggerating a little bit because there's nothing weird about, you know, instrumental music, which is mostly what we're going to be talking about today. We have three instrumental songs, instrumental tracks, and then one spoken word track of all things, which is something you don't come across that often these days. So I suppose we can begin with the first one, the latest album from Adopt a Highway. Adopt a Highway is the moniker of a local musician. His name is Barry Paul Clark. He is a classically trained experimental electronic musician. A lot of people might know him as the bass player for such groups as Field Report. He's also played with Lady Cannon. He also plays in Argo Pelter, which is kind of an experimental group, along with Field Report's Chris Porterfield. And Barry has been putting out music under the Adopt a Highway moniker since, I think, about 2010. But he's been kind of quiet lately. He hasn't put out a new album since 2015. And so finally, he's kind of reemerged under his Adopt a Highway name. And he has a new record called Coaxing a Ghost into the Room. This is clearly a very personal album to Barry. And it deals with a lot of issues like mental health and therapy and things like that. So I'm just going to quote from him here about what this album is about. He says, "Coaxing a ghost into the room is the product of breaking down and working through mental obstacles and the start of repairing my cognitive behavior through several months of therapy counseling in 2019 and 2020. The title is representative of the ideas surrounding facing yourself from where you've been, what you've done, your intentions in the present, and how to healthily live with a lingering energy, the ghost." This is, I think, a really gorgeous album filled with very beautiful ambient music. And I think it's easy to kind of classify this as quote unquote background music, which I suppose would be kind of an insult to this sort of thing. And I suppose all music can function as background music in a way. But this is the type of music, yes, it would be great to put on a playlist, kind of a zone out and chill out kind of playlist. But it's also, I think, one of those records that's really, really rewarding if you really listen to it. Put on some headphones and really kind of pay attention and get lost in this record. It's, like I said, a lot of very beautiful washes of ambient music and that sort of thing. So from the new album from Adopt a Highway, Coaxing a Ghost into the Room, we'll be listening to the track Enough is Revealed in the Way You Wait.
That was Enough is Revealed in the Way You Wait by Adopt a Highway. Now, as you might imagine, since this is a kind of music that we don't generally talk about and that I don't generally listen to, I don't know many of these groups. The next one, I love the name of both actually the group and the song. The group is called Hot Science.
Hot Science, yes. And you're right. What a terrific name. And the track we're going to be listening to, also a great name, is called Cyber Sail. Hot Science is the electronic project of a musician. His name is Sam Sumner. And he's one of these musicians that has had a very, very busy year. The song we're going to be listening to is from a new record, a six-track EP called Summoner. But Hot Science has already put out, I believe, two, maybe three records already before this one this year. I know there was a three-track EP at the beginning of the year, and then a full-length 12-song album back in March. So he, Sam, has been very busy under his Hot Science moniker. And this is a big kind of departure from the last track we were listening to, which was very ambient, very chill. This one is a very frantic, very glitchy. It reminds me of, like, the world's most intense level on a Mega Man video game level. It's like, it just really gets to you. And speaking of video games, it's a song that I think is clearly inspired by kind of 8-bit glitch tune, kind of old retro video game music. And yet it doesn't feel retro to me. It feels very modern. It feels very contemporary. And I appreciate that about songs like this. So it's not really an 8-bit chiptune song, but it clearly has some inspiration there. So yes, Hot Science with Cyber Sail. Get pumped. Get ready. This is a hot one.
That was Cyber Sail by Hot Science. As I mentioned before, I don't know many of these groups, but I will say, going through some of their music, they have the most interesting titles. And this one might be the most interesting title, at least on the list of songs that we're talking about right now.
Yes. This comes the portion of the show where we will be discussing Bobby Tylenol and his latest album, Bobby Dearest. Bobby Tylenol is the artistic moniker of one Robert Thomas, longtime Milwaukee musician. Folks may know Robert from a group that he fronted for many years, still does, called Scrimshaw, which plays this very kind of warped, weird kind of funk music. And for the last year or so, Robert has been making music under the Bobby Tylenol name, and what he's doing is just these weird kind of, I would call them kind of like bite-sized soundscape sketches. They're very strange. It's all instrumental. Most of these songs are kind of over and done with in a minute, 2 minutes tops. He's put out about 9 records of these songs already this year alone. So it's clearly, you know, something that he's doing all the time. And there's just so much stuff. And it's so strange and kind of so wonderful. The song we're going to be listening to, as you mentioned, has a delightful name. The name of the track is Bruce Lee Ordering a Meal at the Airport. Just rolls off the tongue. Some other Bobby Tylenol song titles for you. The Biggest, Baddest Cigarette on Earth. Alas, Country Kitchen Buffet. Draw Me This Hamburger. And my personal favorite, De Heck You Mean. That's the kind of stuff you're going to be getting into when you dive into the discography of Bobby Tylenol. But I'm a big fan. I've always been a big fan of Robert's music. Very creative, very weird, very funny, very strange, and just has such an interesting sense of humor, both musically and aesthetically. So yes, let's listen to the quick bite-sized soundscape of Bruce Lee ordering a meal at the airport.
I love you. 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 I love you.
That was Bruce Lee Ordering a Meal at the Airport by Bobby Tylenol. If you're just tuning in, this is Lake Effect, and I'm speaking with Matt Wild from Milwaukee Record about some of the best songs to come out of Milwaukee this month. This next song is a big departure from the last few that we've listened to, and in many ways a big departure from the kind of music that we generally hear in this segment.
You're absolutely right. This is the kind of spoken word album I was referring to at the top of the show. This is the latest from Victor De Lorenzo, legendary Milwaukee musician Victor De Lorenzo, of course, the founding drummer of the Violent Femmes. He's since gone on. He's part of a wonderful group, 1913, kind of a chamber instrumental group, along with Janet Schiff. They've been putting out music for many years. Victor himself has been putting out a lot of solo recordings over the years, and this is his latest. It's a record called Spoken Drum. And as the title suggests, it is a kind of a tribute to the kind of classic spoken word albums of the 50s and 60s. I'll admit that I'm not an expert on the world of 50s and 60s spoken word records, but you know, when I was talking to Victor for a piece I did on this album, he mentioned Ken Nordine, which kind of rang a bell. And Ken Nordine was kind of this word jazz pioneer. And I think there's even kind of some references or, you know, some inspiration in this record to, you know, even more contemporary people like Tom Waits. It's that kind of album. It's a throwback to these spoken word things. It's a very interesting record. There's some really nice tracks on it. And this, the first one we're going to be listening to, the leadoff track is called Head.
My head feels like a place to hide. Is there something inside? Can you give me sanctuary? My head feels like a place to hide. I want to hide there. There's nothing. give me sanctuary. My head feels like a place to hide. I'm hiding there now.
That was Head by Victor DiLorenzo. So, of course, we won't actually be talking next month because Lake Effect will be taking a bit of a break and coming back in January. But what are you looking forward to as we kind of round out the year that has been 2020?
I think I mentioned this on the last show, too. I really do like this time of year, too, as a chance to look back on everything that was released this year. Here at Milwaukee Record, we typically have done for years past, we'll do our 25 best Milwaukee albums of the year. We're going to be mixing that up and kind of blowing up that entire concept that year. It's been such a strange, awful year anyway. It just seemed like the right time to do something a little different. But we are still going to be doing kind of a best of type thing or a series of things. So I always do really like this time of year, looking back on stuff that I loved, maybe stuff that I missed, stuff that I loved in the beginning, kind of forgot about, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot about that record or that song. So I do really like the looking back portion of the year, which kind of starts right about now for us. So even looking back at the shows we've done this year, just the amount of stuff we've covered, and now, you know, at the end, some very strange stuff, or, you know, for the show, there's just so much stuff. And by no means is this everything. I try my best to kind of pick stuff from different genres and things, but I don't know. It's another solid year for Milwaukee music. It's great to listen to this stuff again and revisit it. So that's what I'm looking forward to the most. And just looking forward to just relaxing for the next month and not going anywhere and staying home and listening to some music. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I think we're all looking forward to a little bit of that. All right. Well, Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thanks once again for having me.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month, he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup and joins Lake Effect's Joy Powers to talk about a few of the songs. You can find their previous conversations at wuwm.com.